This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
Hey, Dean Tony, you all right, mate?
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Everyone, welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got a jam-packed week continuing today with a full lineup of guests. Plus, we'll be talking about what's going on again with the NBA and the NHL, not near as much as yesterday. Thank God. Oh, hi! Hi, how are you?
Yeah, great to have you back. Great to have you back in studio. Our fearless leader is back with us today.
Folks, I guarantee you we will not be spending 15 minutes on the NHL. See,
we said he hated it yesterday.
I didn't say. There's a difference between hate
and dislike.
And 15 minutes on the NHL. Now there's a big difference, right?
I don't know. We got quite a few compliments yesterday. Whatever. Whatever you
see,
think.
Different people. I was getting calls, texts. Where the hell are you? Show is great. I mean, show is not. Just good to be back. Thanks for covering yesterday to Greg Shea, helping out on the program. We've got today a Loper Link. We're going to talk about all that's going on with the Lopers, the normal baseball and softball, but tennis and golf are getting into the postseason, and Jake Salisbury is going to join us, the coach of the Loper tennis team, is going to join us in just a second. Also on the program today, we're going to talk about the new Creighton coach for a moment. We'll catch up with Rich Kipas of the Omaha World Herald, Greg McDermott. They keep moving along. A lot of people are fired up that Iowa State's already made their move to get Fred Hoiberg in, the mayor. Will being a great player and playing in the NBA translate to being a great coach at Iowa State, which is just flat out tough. It's a tough place. It's been done. They have won there before. We'll talk with him about that. And also coming up on the program today, our continuing coverage of the Kentucky Derby, Jeff Apel is going to join us. He's worked all over the world and started right there in the old Grand Island. So he knows, and of course you can catch all of his picks every week. He's already made his pick for the Kentucky Derby, who he likes. Coming up in just a little bit, they make the draw for the Kentucky Derby. And so we might have something there for you by the end of the show.
And if you haven't heard yet, it is expected to be 100% chance of rain starting Friday late afternoon in Louisville, continuing through the weekend. They're guaranteeing a muddy track at this point.
How bad would it have to be for them to call it?
I don't think you can call it. I think they run it. I don't think there's ever been one called. I don't think there ever will be.
Well, obviously, there's that point where you would call the race.
Well, there had to be extensive lightning in the area, I think, would be the only way.
So that's coming up, the Kentucky Derby. Tomorrow, Chris Katulak from the TVG Network to give us his thoughts. And then Steve Anderson from Fonner Park, his Friday analysis. They're down to a couple of weekends to go. His thoughts also coming up this week. Kansas football coach Turner Gill, Rob Childress head baseball coach at Texas A&M, will join us. And tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about the Loper Gridiron Club. But right now it's time for our weekly Loper Link segment brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, with your textbooks, cheapest guaranteed. So if you're thinking ahead towards summertime, this is the place to be. Ask the manager for details, stop by, or go online to thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. And by Charter West National Bank, let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And to break the very latest news to us, we welcome to the program for the first time Loper tennis coach Jake Salisbury. Put in a special request for you this week, Jake, because the tennis team, again, I don't know how to say this without being politically incorrect, but let's face it. Every college has what they call the minor sports, and you don't pay a whole lot of attention to them until they need to be paid attention to. Every time you have a player of the week, we mention it on the sports. But for people to know about results and to know what they mean, actually, who's good, who's not, people just don't. Well, right now, the Lopers have got to a position where they're good, and you inherited a program that was good. First, welcome into the program.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. The women have won their third consecutive conference championship. They're going to get to host regionals. They made it to the Sweet 16 last year, which is as far as they've ever been. The men are going to have a chance to do things. They're going to have to be on the other side of the bracket, going to be a little bit tougher. But I guess, first off, before we jump into all that, the first year of the program, things probably couldn't have went a whole lot better, could they? At least to this point?
I don't think so. Yeah, we've had a good team, a lot of success already, and they've exceeded expectations for myself and for, I think, the Lopers and everything. So they've done a good job this year.
Jake, as you look ahead towards this program, anytime a program has success, whether it's football, volleyball, it seems to get kids turning their heads looking. Have you noticed that in the recruiting?
Yeah, definitely. Especially once we made the round of 16s last year, that was the first time they've done that. You just get a lot more national attention and even international players with the World of Tennis, you know. And so that always helps. They reached top 25 in the country and last season and looking to hopefully, you know, regain that national ranking again this year if we can win regionals. And so that always helps just in the recruiting world, of course.
Jake Salisbury, RMAC Coach of the Year, because it says, see, there's his picture right there.
Nice.
Right
there.
It says
one.
Coach of the Year, and right there he is. I compare this a little bit to the hockey team, because these kids that come in to play hockey are looking to further their career, and they're from all over the place. And it appears to me that kids that play tennis, no matter what level, already are pretty good. They're looking for a place that they can play at their level and improve their game. And say what you will about it being a team sport, it's still very individual when it gets to the singles part of things. So you're meshing local kids with kids from, well, Mary, of course, from Australia, I believe, and
yep,
you got them from all over the country, and sometimes they look you out more than you can ever find these kids.
That's right. Yeah, we represent several countries actually right now. We've got a player from Japan, Australia, as you said, a guy from Indonesia, and another player from Mexico right now on our team.
Revel happens to be my favorite.
That's right.
And again, with any sport, Tony, when you try to build a program, if you can get it jump started with local talent or area talent, and obviously the Mesbarger girls are really helping out on the girls' side.
Right. And
women's side, maybe I should say, women's side.
Yeah, and that's the first place we look, you know, even in recruiting. But really our leadership has come from Kristen Mesbarger, our number one girl this year, and senior player of the year also. And so she's just done a fantastic job, and she's really our team leader. Yeah.
Jake, everybody expects when the men have to go to New Mexico, they will be the underdog in that. But only one senior on your men's team, so a lot of these guys come back.
Right. We've got actually four freshmen and a sophomore and then one senior that make up our top six. So a lot of potential there. These guys are hungry, and they're going to, I think, have a lot of success on our team in years to come.
Jake Salisbury joins us, the first-year tennis coach here at UNK. Okay, for the folks out there that haven't paid enough attention, or, I mean, let's face it, we don't even have the official pairings out yet,
right?
But you kind of have an inside when they come out tonight. What's going to happen now? What's next for the men and women? Where, when? Give everybody the details.
Well, first, with the men, we are looking to go to New Mexico to play Western Mexico in Silver City. That's going to be Thursday at 10 a.m. In their home courts, and so it's going to be a trip out there and everything. But this is a team, though, that's beatable, I think. They have dominated the conference right now, but at this point, you know, they haven't been challenged and everything. And so we played them once and lost in a couple doubles matches really close. And so I think if we have a better performance from our doubles teams, and then I think, you know, then singles can take care of itself, and so we get a chance there. Then moving on with the women, we do host the regional tournament. I believe we're going to have Augustana and Upper Iowa here in Kearney, and they'll play each other, and we'll play the winner on Saturday, May 8th at noon to host that. And so I think, you know, we're the top seed in that region and the favorite there. But our girls have handled pressure very well all season long, and really we've done a good job, I think, of just performing well when we're expected to do well. So
Jake Salisbury, head tennis coach here at UNK, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jake, if there is a silver lining of going to New Mexico, most people hear that and go, oh, well, it is a regional. So the NCAA would pay for that, right? And you would fly.
We are flying, and actually, it comes out of our own pocket this time. So, yeah.
Now, is it fly, bus, bike, walk, or do you get to fly pretty darn close to
We fly into El Paso, and then we're going to, you know, drive the rest of the way. I believe it's about 2.5 hours still to Silver City. So it is going to be a trip. We were just coming back from New Mexico this previous weekend. Our RMAC championships were there in Albuquerque, and we did drive that time. So it was about a 12.5 hour drive there.
Beautiful country this windy time of the year.
Yes.
So, Jake, you touched a little bit. We just probably have three teams for the women here. Is that the way that – is that the same way it will be for the men then?
With the women, they split it up, and six teams make regionals. Number one hosts a site, number two hosts a site, and so three at each site. And for the men, only four qualified this year. You have to have a 500 record or better to make regionals or be in the top six. So even if you're in the top six and you don't meet that criteria, then you don't qualify. So right now, Western New Mexico and us are in that region, and then Mesa State and St. Cloud State are going to be in the other region.
If you advance, what happens next, like the women did to the Sweet 16 last year?
Right. It'd be the same thing, round of 16s in Florida, and that's the national tournament. So the winners of each region advance to that tournament there.
Will that be reseeded, or nationally, as far as the seed goes, where do the women sit at?
No, that's not reseeded. That's what's coming out in the draws tonight, actually, at 6 p.m., and so it's kind of the regional tournament's more the first and second rounds of the national tournament, but then the round of 16s, they do call that nationals, I guess, and that's what will be played in Florida. So I'm not sure who we would meet if we did advance to the round of 16.
Well, one thing is for sure, Rodrigo, Takashi, and Revel will all be paying attention to that tonight.
That's right.
All right.
Daddy's got the men. I'm looking at the women, Kristen and Katie Mary Oathwaite, our first team, all RMAC. Then Mizuki Takahashi.
That's right.
Second team, along with Melissa Leister from McCook. And then third team, Nicola Messbarger, the sophomore who had a big show at the RMACs last week. And then the doubles team, that's one thing here. Doubles teams, the kids play singles and they play doubles. So it can be... you got to have a little stamina if you're going to bring home some wins, especially when you're looking at your 1 and 2. And Kristen and Katie Mary, they team up at number one doubles for you.
Right, yep. And that's where our strengths have been this year, really, is those two at one doubles and then at one and two singles. And really, they've shown a lot of leadership and just in our team that I think, you know, we look for them to win their matches, and they've been our guarantee wins. And so when you know you're going to kind of get those three and be up 3-0 in the duel, and first team to get to five wins, you know, it takes a lot of the pressure off. And you know, and again, at 5 and 6 singles, Nicola Messbarger and Melissa Lister, they both have done a great job on handling pressure when the matches come down to them, too, to decide the match.
It's like the Ryder Cup, Daddy. Do I send my stud out early, or do I wait for him to come back? In this case, you got to send your best against your best. You mentioned recruiting, you know, hotbed of Lexington. Are we going to have a lot of recruits coming in from that area?
Perhaps in future years, maybe. And so... They lost their top girl player last year, and she graduated and everything. And so, unfortunately, we didn't get her on our team this year. But, you know, perhaps in future years, yeah.
You have to make some calls over there.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Come on,
I've been pissed about that for a long time.
Well, Jake, we'll keep an eye on it. We'll remind folks again that the women will be hosting here in a week, and we'll let everybody know about that. And hopefully we get some fans out there, some nice weather, and the kids can advance on like they did last year.
That's right.
This is something pretty special for a team. I would assume this is sort of like a Nebraska advancing to the College World Series in baseball when a team this far north advances in tennis.
Right, yep, exactly. And so, you know, it's tough. You know, sometimes with being a northern school, we can't get outside and play until later on in the spring. We do have some mismatches that have to just get canceled and everything. And so when you get down and play some of those southern schools, as we try to do over our spring break trip and everything, it's they've had, you know, usually a few more weeks of practice and matches before us and everything. But at this time of the year, I think, you know, we're able to compete with anyone. So.
Well, Jake, thanks for coming in, giving us some time. Best of luck, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Your RMAC Coach of the Year for the UNK tennis team, Jake Salisbury. Don't forget, they have regionals coming up. And that's not all that's going on with UNK. We mentioned the golf. On the women's side, Sarah Wissing heading to the regionals May 2nd through the 4th. So that's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's going to be in Lake City, Minnesota. Last year, she was three shots away from making the national tournament. And the men kind of thought they would be able to make it as a team. I think they were the bubble team. They got left on the outside individually. Devin Kassler, though, will qualify. Oh, man, tough gig. Heading out to Palm Desert, California. Not Silver City, New Mexico. Palm Desert, California.
Better right watch now. Out. I've heard there's cougars out there.
Yeah, so that's where Devin is. That's where Devin is headed. Baseball swept Hastings last night. Softball lost both games to Shadron. Softball will be at home this weekend to wrap up the regular season. They're going to need some wins, and they still have a chance at qualifying for the RMAC tournament, but they're going to need some wins against Colorado Springs. The baseball team in a perfect position to wrap up the Plains division of the RMAC. They take on Regis this weekend, Friday night, and then the Saturday afternoon doubleheader. And Daddy just released the 2010 UNK football schedule.
Let's get it on.
It's nothing to talk about.
Same.
We start with Wayne State, August the 28th at home. Go to UNO September 4th. Those will be night games at 6. All the RMAC games will be in the afternoon. The Shadron State game will be there this year on October the 9th. Home games against Mesa, Adams State, New Mexico Highlands, and Fort Lewis. Road games in the conference, Western, Shadron, Pueblo, New Mexico, Western New Mexico, and Colorado Mines. So 4 home, 5 road this year for the UNK football team. And that's your Loper Link for this Wednesday, brought to you by Ross Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors. The reverse mortgage loans, you have the reasons and they have the loans. And by the College Store, 1420 West 24th Street, carrying campus authentic apparel. Campus authentic, so real the coach might put you in. Check them out just south of the Health and Sports Center or online at thecollegestore.com. Jeff Apel to talk a little horse racing in the Kentucky Derby next.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. Charter West National Bank.
Feeling lucky? At Plum Creek Motors, good luck is on the house because everyone's a winner. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and find your opportunity to win a new Chevy of A05. No tricks, no gimmicks. Some lucky person can win a new Chevy of A05 this month. Bring your spin and win number to Plum Creek Motors. If it matches, you win. And everyone's a winner just for completing the online instructions. You'll get $100 worth of free e-outlet stores gift cards, good toward brand name electronics, cookware, and more. Plus, get an additional $1,000 savings voucher towards your next purchase. Keep all the approved rebates and incentives. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and spin to win a new Chevy of A05. And remember, everyone wins $100 worth of free e-outlet stores gift cards, along with an additional $1,000 savings voucher, good towards your next new or pre-owned purchase. At PlumCreekDeals.com, one spin and you win.
Savings off MSRP. See dealer for complete details.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Checking out our forecast throughout our Wednesday, blend of sun and clouds, high near 75 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy southeast winds, 10 to 20 miles an hour, low near 48. And then for our Thursday, high temperature in the lower 70s, currently 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us today.
Jeff Apel coming up. Talk a little Kentucky Derby as the horses all get entered in. The draw goes on later this afternoon. Looking forward to that. Once again, though, a muddy, muddy track. It'll be 100% muddy, expecting a lot of rain. And Doug, it's interesting. Jeff might know quite a bit more about that than we do. If they would happen to get into a predicament where there was lightning in the area, where there just wasn't enough, where it just wasn't safe to race the horses, what they would do and what they would take to do the next day, or what they would have to do.
Super Saver. Super Saver. Super Saver. That's Jeff Apel's pick to win the Kentucky Derby, and he joins us from his home base in Indiana, where, you know, I wish I was today because they're trying out for Wheel of Fortune, and obviously I would dominate. Jeff, morning, buddy. How's it going there?
Now we're having some phone issues. Let me get him on the other line here, guys.
Okay, well, let's try that again. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox. Tom and Hastings, good for you, Doug. Taking a stand with Daddy on the NHL talk yesterday. He should be punished like no burgers for a week.
No, that would be punishment. That would be punishment. Douglas, you were right on, and as your, I don't know if you got disdain or what you have for the NBA, but you said the Lakers would come back and crush the Thunder last night.
I have disdain for the Royals bullpen. That's what I have disdain for. Do something, Kansas City. You got to get rid of these clowns. If the milk is sour, do you keep giving it to your baby? Do you keep pouring it on your cereal? Do you just keep pouring it on till it's all gone? Is that what you do? Trey Hillman, pitching coach, people in the Royals organization. 7 blown saves and we're in the first month of the season. Zach Greinke gives you a 2-0 lead through 7 and you can't hang on to it. That's inexcusable. That is inexcusable. It's not like it's the first time it has happened. Royals, Mariners, they battle again at 1:10 this afternoon here on ESPN.
It's sickening. It really is. Robinson, Tejeda last night, just you can't get it done. Then they come in and walk in the third run. Bruce Chen.
Is there any truth to the rumor that they are already recruiting some Husker relief pitchers?
Yeah.
Iowa 5, Nebraska 2. Last night. Well, we've got Jeff Apel back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, I was saying, hey, Wheel of Fortune auditions going on there at Indiana Live. Can you get me a spot?
Actually, Doug, that was last weekend. So the Wheel of last time I saw the Wheel of Fortune, they drive a great big RV. They were leaving, and they're going to Paducah, Kentucky. So you'll have to catch up with them down there. If they haven't already hit the road again, they're traveling all over the Midwest right now. But we had several thousand people out there. It was quite the gig here last weekend here at Indiana Live Casino.
Well, of course, we know a lot about Jeff with his horse racing, all from the days, of course, at the Grand Island Independent. He was working in Kentucky. Now he's in Indiana. We read all of his selections in the Grand Island Independent every week. And I guess I'm already surprised that, Jeff, you have a horse that you like in the Derby. You came out with this a week ahead of time before the post positions. You now know that it's going to be most likely a torrential downpour, but you've liked Super Saver all along. And I think you picked Super Saver even before Escondiera scratched. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Doug, I generally, when I go to the Derby here, if you look over history there, the race like that, you know, Tony Davis can tell you too, generally the favorite's a kiss of death. And again, we saw this, we saw with this year too, Escondiera, obviously out, like you said last Sunday there, bad news there, what an awesome horse there. So Todd Pletcher trains that horse as well as Super Saver and several others. I went with Super Saver, Doug. I don't like the favorite in the Derby. I just think it's just the absolute kiss of death. You look back in the history, look what's happened there. And I like a horse that sits off the pace here, too. In a field of 20 here, you're going to have plenty of pace. If you're a front runner, I think you're pretty much just cooked by the fractions out there. So Super Saver, He's rounding into form. And two factors I got going for me, Doug. He's won once he ran once at Churchill Downs, won the Kentucky Cup Juvenile by 5 lengths, dominant race. And I've got Talvin Burrell in the irons, Doug. The man knows Churchill Downs like no other. They call him Calvin Borail because he loves by skimming that rail. Opening day at Churchill Downs last weekend, 5 wins. I'm telling you, he is the man when it comes to, you can put that guy at Oakland Park or anywhere else, but Churchill Downs, watch out. Calvin Burrell is awesome.
Jeff Abel joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, what does the mud do to, give us the 2 or 3 favorites that it really affects?
Well, I think that's kind of a hard question. If you look in the past performances there, a lot of these horses haven't hit the off track. Now, they might have run on a little track that's a little slower, a little heavy, but from the weather forecast I'm hearing, I guess we're talking about rain down in Louisville starting on Friday. Hopefully holds off a ton and we can get the Oaks in, which is, of course, the girls' version of the Kentucky Derby there on Friday afternoon. Might be able to get that in. Rain starting Friday night, and we're talking heavy downpours and showers all the way until Monday. It's not only going to be muddy, it's going to be a soupy, sloppy mess down there. And a lot of these horses, I'm sure the trainers are the same way. They're saying, we haven't run in those kind of conditions before, haven't seen them like that, so we don't really know. I mean, that's what makes this such a great derby right here in terms of gambling aspect. You may love the horse, and you may actually have the best horse out there, but can he handle the surface? I can give you 2 horses at Bonner Park, Leaping Plum. Love the slop. Love the sloppier, the better. Leaping Plum would ease up. Skunk Tail, a fan favorite. If there was a drop of water, somebody poured a glass of water on the track, he wouldn't run. He wouldn't touch that stuff. That's just the way some horses are. Some horses love it, and some horses do not like it, period.
Jeff Apel, who will be at the Kentucky Derby, and he knows all about partying in the rain because, you know, he's been at Sturgis. But, Jeff, we've just got to the point where they're getting ready to draw. An endorsement has been scratched from the Kentucky Derby field, and another Todd Pletcher-trained horse, Interactive, has been scratched, making room for Back Talk, who was 3rd in the Illinois Derby, and Make the Music for Me. So there's your 20 starters as they get ready for the draw. Any surprise there?
Not really. We always have kind of late defectors and stuff like that. And you talk to a lot of owners just say, hey, they know pretty much, you know, they don't have a realistic shot at winning it. I mean, Make Music for Me probably, you know, I mean, hey, maybe it's an off track and things happen. We might would get up there, whatever else there too. But, you know, it is the Derby and it does draw people in. And a lot of people criticize and say it's a 20 horse field. That's too many horses in there. The best horse can't win. But that's what makes the race so great in my mind there. It's not a jockey's race. It's not a rider's race. It is in a certain sense, but there's a tremendous amount of luck involved in here. Doug, as you know, you can be sitting the best horse in this field and never have a shot to win because you're boxed in like the whole way down the stretch. I mean, you've got to really ride this race really carefully and say, where can I make my move? Where can I be free? And what can I be doing going down the stretch to make sure I don't get stopped by somebody else who's dying in front of me here?
Jeff, we're a year removed when Rachel Alexander made a very, very impressive run in the Kentucky Oaks. They chose to ride her in the Oaks and not the Derby. Well, you get a girl in the Derby this year in Devil May Care. Your thoughts on her?
Well, she's got a big shot. I like her form there and things there, too. And I like that angle, too. I mean, I think Rachel Alexander showed you a lot like that last year. But her awesome, awesome. And how awesome was that, her win in the Oaks last year? She's coming back, of course, making her, you know, start here on Friday on the Oaks undercard here this year and things, too. You know, I wish they would have put her in the Derby. I would have loved to have seen her in there. The girls against the boy like that, whatever else. The girl against the boys like that. But, you know, Devil May Care's got a big shot, too. I like her form. I really do. She's another one that stands out right there, too, and thinks there, too. You know, it's such a wide open. I really have settled on Super Saver, but I'm going to give Devil May Care a shot here, too.
All right. I know we don't have the spots here, so is that the final word from Jeff Apel, his top 3 horses?
No. Actually, my top 3, like I said, I'm sold on Super Saver. I love this horse here. I love it. Love his Churchill Downs form and things like that. I love how he's coming to the race here. Calvin Burrell is that when I heard that, I picked this horse in before I knew who the rider was going to be. When I heard Calvin Burrell committed to Super Saver, I said, that's just another plus for me going there. My second choice in here is Dublin from the barn of D. Wayne Lucas. Wayne Lucas at one time used to rule races like this. He's kind of fallen on hard times lately. He's getting back in the game right now. Now, Dublin has a history here, running a lot of seconds and a lot of thirds, but he always makes it so, so close. I think he's a must play in your exacta play, which, of course, we'll be playing here, too. And my pick for third, I go back to Sydney's Candy. I don't like picking these California horses. They run on this synthetic all-weather surface out there in California like that. That's kind of false, and I think they always generally face pretty much the same field of horses out there in Southern California. So I generally stay away from them. I know a lot of folks are sold on looking at Lucky. I'm not. I'm completely passing on him. I'm going to use Sydney's Candy only in the tri and the super there, but I won't pick him to win. No, obviously, no, we're going to pick to win. But I got to give him a shot in the top three or top four there.
And we haven't brought up Mission Implausible, a horse that you don't like, and I'm not sure how the difference of a fast track and a sloppy track affect this horse, but obviously we talk about that because of the Grand Island connection with Whitey Richardson, but you don't think this horse is going to be in the top half of the field, do you?
Not for right now. You know, nothing against Mission Impossible, and a great win there in Louisiana Derby there, and obviously a great angle there with Whitey Richardson there part owner there and things too. I guess the Derby is facing the top 20. It's a 3-year-old race. The top 20 horse faces a great stakes earnings mixed field. He got in based on his win in the Louisiana Derby. He does have the perfect running style there. I mean, he's had a set up a pace and make one big run at him. But I guess you go back and look at the history of the Louisiana Derby, and that race just hasn't produced a whole lot in terms of Kentucky Derby winners. I think things kind of went his way that day. He had a clear path there, made his big move there too. I mean, he could prove me wrong too. He's kind of trying to make a move at the end there. But it remains to be seen there what happens to Mission Impossible. I'm not going to play him, though, in my top four there, whatever else. I know a lot of others go around there, too. You know, interesting enough, Doug, our top pick here that we took, Super Saver, he, of course, is owned by the Windstar Farm. And that is the owners there are actually from Nebraska. Bill Kastner and Kenny Trout met at Exarban when they tried to claim the same horse. And Bill Kastner's wife, Susan, is a Grand Island Senior High graduate. So there is another angle there for you, for your Grand Island fans, your Central Nebraska right there, if you want to bet Windstar Farm here and Super Saver here, my top pick.
Well, Jeff, we'll put you down. And, of course, you know, the winner, whoever does the best here, it gets another free appearance on the show. So I know you're savoring that opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's always a pleasure to come back here and talk to Central Nebraska there and see what happens. But just put your money on Super Saver, and I'll see if the mutual window cashed in our hundreds here.
Jeff, that sounds so great. Best of luck with the Derby, and, hey, always look forward to catching up with your picks in the Independent. We'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
From Indiana Live, that is Jeff Apel. You can keep up to date with all his picks on the line at theindependent.com or, of course, by picking up an edition of the Grand Island Independent. He likes Super Saver, Dublin, and Sydney's Candy as his top three in the Kentucky Derby. Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, they just can't limit it to a trifecta because they put in Titleist, Cobra, Tour Edge, Cleveland, Odyssey, and Nike Golf, where at Demo Days this Saturday, Golf USA, you can get this in and still watch the Derby because Golf USA is having their annual Demo Day, which means they bring out all of these brand-name clubs, drivers, irons, putters, all the other gear, the ball, everything you would want. They bring it out of the store. They bring it up to Meadowlark Hills. You can test it out. You can hit it. You don't have to hit it into a net. You can kind of see how everything feels, and they're going to have some great deals for you as well. Call Golf USA if you want any more information or stop by and see them just outside of the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, 237-5599. Greg, I'd talk to Greg. If like Maury and Greg are both standing there, talk to Greg. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, I've played golf with both of them. I mean, talk to Greg. You know, if Greg's really busy, then, you know, Maury, you know, he can help you out.
Help you with the short game.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. See there, Greg Baum, Maury Pam. You know, see, so there you go. They'll throw nine down on
I just want to see if they got those drivers that got, like, they're a size of half a basketball, like I can hit a ball with, actually.
It's all the best names in golf, and they're from the number one golf dealer in the Tri-Cities, Golf USA. They treat you fair, they give you the great deals, and they bring you Demo Day. It is this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Meadowlark Hills, right there at the driving range. And, of course, Meadowlark Hills, if you need more information about that, 233-3265, located on the west side of Kearney. And Meadowlark Hills is the place for Golf USA's Demo Days with Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, Nike, Cobra, Tour Edge, Titleist, Cleveland, Odyssey. There is no charge to come down and try any of these clubs. It's a way to get a feel and get some help from the pros. So Demo Day, goodness gracious, I'm going to have to be there because I need a lot of help. And maybe they have invented a club that will improve my game by a half a stroke. Who knows? We'll take a break. Back with more, including Rich Kipes, the Omaha World Herald, to talk about the change of basketball coaches at Creighton after this.
This holiday season, Ace is offering big savings on the biggest names in tools. For a limited time, save 20% on power tools. Names like DeWalt, Makita, Shop-Vac, Black & Decker, Milwaukee, and Skill. Save 30% on power tool accessories and hand tools. Stanley, Irwin, Crescent, Nicholson. Almost every brand we carry. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace hardware stores through December 24, 2009, while supplies last. Not valid on sale items. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your next fill-up could be free when you play a little better game at BP. It's easy to play. Just stop by and fill your tank with 8 gallons or more to get a game card. Scratch it off to see if you've won instantly. Then enter your code online for a chance at more prizes. You could win $5,000 to $50,000 in BP gas. Come into BP today to play.
No purchase necessary. Ends May 4th, 2010. Open to legal residents or participating states. $50,000 paid in BP gift cards. For rules, including free game card info and eligibility limitations, see in store or littlebettergame.com for details.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Checking out our forecast throughout our Wednesday, blend of sun and clouds, high near 75 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy southeast winds, 10 to 20 miles an hour, low near 48. And then for our Thursday, high temperature in the lower 70s, currently 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Wednesday, that's the day.
Sun's out, starting to warm up, the weather's starting to cooperate. Courtyard's waiting for you, Cunningham's Journal is coming to life along with spring arrival. Courtyard gets going, look for early 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. happy hours, live music entertainment on the weekends. Coldest beer in Kearney. Stop by and watch all your favorite teams play, whether it's Husker baseball, Major League Baseball, or the Royals games. If you like to see blown bullpens, you want to see Royals baseball, they got it on for you all the time.
It's never over until it's over there, Kaufman.
No, it's never over till it's over. Hey, Cunningham's is where it's at. Check out the Courtyard today.
The basketball carousel has hit Central Nebraska. Some people think in the wrong place, but for Creighton, they have moved a coach on. They've brought a new coach in. Oregon and Iowa State have filled their spots. And Rich Kuipas, too, has been helping out Steve Pivovar and the whole crew at Omaha World Herald and Omaha.com, keeping an eye on what's been going on there at Creighton. Joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rich, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Is it a good thing that things moved along so quickly here? And again, the Omaha fan base, I've always contended this, the guys in Omaha obviously keep so much more of an eye on Creighton as it's their school, and it seems like everybody outside of Omaha it's an afterthought. So it seems like a lot of the people that are Creighton backers think that Bruce Rasmussen acted hastily or quickly to bring Greg McDermott in as the new coach. I was just wondering what your thoughts on that was.
You know, there is a element of and it's kind of, I think, the guys who are really wanting to see this go beyond where it's gone right now, where the they're just really savoring that first Sweet 16 bid, and I think those are the people who are kind of like, well, why didn't Creighton take a little time, open it up, let some people throw some darts at the board and see who came out of the, you know, came out and did it. I see two ways. I know that I think Bruce Rasmussen thought he needed to move semi-fast because of the situation they're in. Also, had Greg McDermott high on his list, as he said, one of the guys that he always kind of knew he'd be interested in if Dana would leave, and there was always going to be that chance. So, part of me kind of wonders, should they have waited and seen who was out there? But, you know, Rasmussen knew last week that this was that Dana was talking to Oregon, so you don't even know had he maybe made a few calls last week and judged who was interested too. So it's it kind of depends on the way you look at it. I think it's a safe hire is probably the best way to say it right now.
Rich, is Dana's staff fully going with him, and the same with Greg McDermott's?
Right now, the way I understand it is Brian Fish is going with Dana to Oregon, and Darren DeVries is still judging both sides whether to stay here or to go out there. I think he has. Maybe he's waiting to see what McDermott does with the staff. Darren, I always thought, was kind of Dana Jr., really cut from the same mold as Dana, really always kind of turned into his right-hand guy, even when he was a GA and a young assistant, still a pretty young guy. So he's kind of the interesting one to watch. And then Eisner left, so I'm trying to remember if they even filled that spot yet. So I think they're kind of in flux a little bit. McDermott will... And I'm not sure who he's going to bring from his Iowa State staff. I'm thinking if Hoiberg comes in, Hoiberg will probably bring his own guy. So Greg will probably bring a guy down from ISU too. So it'll be still some stuff in the works. And I saw Dana said during his press conference that he'd wait about 2 weeks to decide whether to retain any of the Oregon guys or who else was coming. So all I know right now is Brian Fish is heading out there.
Rich Kapus, the Omaha World Herald, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rich, let's play speculation here. If McDermott would have said no, where else could Creighton have looked? Were there any other names that were even on the list that anybody knows of?
You know, now not knowing whether these were on a specific list, but I think two safe names to say were Kevin McKenna, the former Creighton player and Creighton assistant, and Sean Sutton, who's at Oral Roberts. And I think Kevin might have tickled people a little bit just because he's a well-known former player and assistant who kind of knew behind the scenes, I think, was kind of a little bit of a guy that the boosters liked and was kind of, you know, just a guy who kind of had the Creighton blue in him. So he's in the Valley already, knows what it takes to win in this league. So I think he would have been pretty close choice had that went there. Sutton's kind of, you know, maybe kind of the up-and-comer a little bit. He's a little bit younger, got some Creighton roots because of his dad coaching here years back. So I think he might have been a guy, and that would have been a nice move for him going from ORU up to Creighton. So those are the two guys I think, you know, and then you just never know. You know, there's some big-name guys out there that aren't in positions, but would they have came here, you don't know, or would they have been interested. But there's a selling point. I mean, it's a program that plays in a great place, draws 15,000 pretty regularly. There's a lot to like, you know, decent-sized city, so it's better than most mid-major jobs. It would have been interesting to see if you could have got a list, you know, who would have called and said, hey, I'm interested.
Well, I think that's a perfect mid-major job, especially saves Iowa State probably from firing Greg McDermott. Give him his $1 million and let him come down the road, get back in the conference he was very successful at.
You know, a lot. This reminds me a lot of when Dana Altman came to Omaha, because he's down at K-State, you know, had done some things early, but they were getting a little impatient with him, and probably was maybe looking at losing his job after that next year, and then up and left Kansas State for Creighton. And people are like, wow, why would you leave a Big 8 job for Creighton? And at the time, it turned out to be a great move for him, great move for Creighton. So I think Greg kind of maybe knew he was going to have to produce this year, and it was going to be tough up there because he had some numbers issues, lost Craig Brackens to the draft, I think maybe just a good career choice on Greg's league, on Greg's side, and gets back to a league where he's comfortable in, he's won in before. You know, maybe just a comfort move, and maybe something where Greg McDermott says, you know, this is a job where I can do it like Dana did and do it for 15 years and kind of ride out some of his career. So, yeah, I saw a lot of similarities in Greg and Dana's situations coming to Creighton.
Rich Kuipis of the Omaha World Herald joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look at the Altman deal. Surprising was, I can't imagine that the pot would have been getting hot under Dana, but boy, the Creighton fans seem to be about as fickle as a Husker football fan. They go 18-16. There were some problems with players in the program this year. Where is the actual program set now that Dana's left?
You know, it's I really look at this year and the next year as kind of key years because, you know, people hate hearing this, the fans that have done this, but there's obviously a bandwagon element to this whole program here because, you know, when it was winning in the late 90s and early 2000s and still playing at the Civic Auditorium, there's games where Wichita State would come in and there'd be 3,500 people there. So there was NCAA teams where they just didn't really support it that well, and then it kind of took off the last year of the Civic and then the Quest Center and you know, really kind of hit its stride the last 4 or 5 years after they kind of got settled in Quest. And you got to be careful with some of those people. I think that if they kind of lose interest, then, you know, they jump off, and now you're in that big building and you're only drawing 8 or 9. So I've been in there when there's 8 or 9, and it's obviously not nearly the same as when you had the Civic Auditorium full. So I think it's something where Greg McDermott kind of has to keep it running and kind of keep it riding that momentum that it had built over the years, because I think people will maybe tend to go the indifferent route if it kind of comes back to being, where, you know, 18-16 a couple years in a row, or having trouble making the NCAA or an NIT. So, you know, fickle is a great word. I think that's kind of the way those fans are. And just point back 10 years to the way they supported the program when it was doing pretty well, that you can kind of see it takes something to get people there and keep them there. So now it's kind of keeping them there.
Rich, what was the players' reaction? Have we heard from them?
Yeah, Kenny Lawson yesterday was one of the guys that kind of stepped forward and said he was excited. Kind of had heard that McDermott was a players' coach, and I think that's true. I think Greg is, I think he's kind of got a little bit of Dana in him, as he can ride his players, but I think his players like him and play hard for him. So it's tough anytime, and especially I think some of the younger guys over the weekend when they kind of got blindsided by the whole Altman news, and I think guys like Antoine Young and Josh Jones, those guys from Omaha who will be sophomores, or I guess they'll be juniors next year, those guys had kind of grown up, committed early, you know, probably thought they were going to play their careers for Dana Altman. I think it's probably been hardest on them. Some of the older guys have kind of maybe turned the corner now and said, okay, here's their situation. We got to take it and run with it. So I think you got to get over it and move on. I know it's hard, especially when that's the guy that brought you here, but that's a big part of it, is you got to make that commitment to the new guy, else it ain't going to work. So I think they'll be all right. I think the similarity in styles and demeanor will help. I think they'll get in a guy that's kind of got a little bit of that same, you know, kind of Midwestern personality. So it's not like they're bringing in a guy who's going to be drastically different. I think that'll help them, and I think they'll kind of make a pretty smooth transition with that. And it'll be interesting to see what PL and Stinnett, if they pull the suspension on him or not. And I know McDermott said yesterday he wants to know the details of why he was suspended, and then he'll go from there. So he might be the wild card in that, because if they can get him back and get one more good year out of him, that's a pretty good, talented kid, but he's obviously got his issues, and they kind of need to get all that straightened out before they kind of get him back on the floor.
I guess everybody wants to know, Arkansas to Oregon, no then, it's right now, other than hillbillies to hummus, what's the difference?
Here's a good question for you guys. Which would you say is a better job? If you had the opportunity to be Arkansas or Oregon, which would you take?
Well, the money's at Oregon, there's no doubt about it, but seeing as Dana Altman has always been thought of as a Midwest boy, I thought that was a natural move to Arkansas.
Yeah.
So,
it's interesting because, you know, I think the SEC's an interesting basketball league, but then packed in with all the history out there in Arizona and UCLA. I was kind of thinking about that the other day. You know, which would you consider better? So, Arkansas has got a nice facility down there, but here Oregon's building a brand new one that'll be up and running next year. So, I was kind of trying to figure out which he would have been better off at. But Oregon might be, for his personality, a good fit. We'll see. It's going to be fun to see how it all plays out. It would have been fun to see how he would have worked out at Arkansas, because I think he had some players that first year when he went down there that they could have been competitive right away.
Well, if he doesn't mess up at Oregon, it's free shoes for life.
Yeah. There's money to be had out there, that's for sure. There's some deep pockets or at least one deep pocket that you know of.
Well, I think they can win there, too, in the Pac-10. Hey, Rich, we'll let you get back to the day. Yeah. We appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show and your insight to the coaching changes.
No problem, guys. Take care.
Rich Kuipers of the Omaha World Herald on the Creighton coaching changes. Dana Altman going to Oregon. Greg McDermott coming in from Iowa State, and the new Iowa State coach named today, Fred Hoiberg, the big-time player there, scored nearly 2,000 points in his career. If you want to score some points with your gang for lunch, go to Godfather's Pizza in Kearney, open at their new location on North 2nd and 42nd Street. That's in the Archway Plaza. Check out the bigger and better dining rooms, plenty of room for your entire crew, and the game area, which features
the Crane Game.
New lunch buffet is served from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. It's only $6.50 and includes the salad bar. There's full catering services, delivery every day during store hours, which is 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11. If you want to give them a buzz, you can call them at 234-9444. Dine in or carry out or have delivery, 234-9444. They invite you in today to try the buffet. If you don't want the buffet, that's okay. You can try the calzone, plus pick the filling. Oh, it's just so good. Get the calzone, get a pizza, get a mini, whatever you want. Stop by today, and if you want the buffet, just $6.50, including salad bar. At their new location in the Archway Plaza, it's the new Godfather's Pizza in Kearney. Back with more after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and any day, get ready to destroy your hunger. It's the new Double Down Chicken Sandwich from KFC. With not one, but two pieces of chicken.
Original recipe.
Two slices of cheese.
Mozzarella and pepper jack.
And two pieces of bacon.
Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
There wasn't even room for a bun.
Red Annihilator.
Don't miss the ultimate showdown between your
big hunger
and our
huge sandwich.
Try the new KFC Double Down and original recipe or grill. For a limited time at participating KFC. Prices may vary. Pass that stuff.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. Most people blink 17,000 times a day. Fact 2. Geico can also help you with renter's insurance. Think about all of the expensive things you own. For as little as $12 a month, Geico can help you protect it all. For all the details, visit geico.com. By the way, during this commercial, you blinked 5 times. I pride myself on my lack of blinking.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to hit the email here in just a second, but want to remind you that the Kearney American Legion Baseball Barbecue is this Friday evening. It begins at 6 o'clock, located at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, just south there, of course, of the First Tier Event Center in Kearney. Let's give you a chance to win some tickets to go to the barbecue and help out the Kearney American Legion Baseball Program. Give us a buzz at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll give you a pair of tickets to the Kearney American Legion Barbecue that's coming up this Friday night beginning at 6 o'clock.
Doug, we head to the Den Popper inbox. People trash out the players that leave Kansas City to go somewhere else. But players get sick of stuff that's happening to Granke right now. They need to be willing to pay some money to surround the players and develop. You're right, Mark. Absolutely. People are sick about that. Oh, P.S. Birthday shout out to Mrs. Mark in Minden. Happy birthday, Mrs. Mark.
Big deal is, again, the Royals actually have been worse. Here's what I don't understand. Starting pitching is very good, and they're leading, at least if they're not after last night, they're still among the tops in batting average in the American League, and they're horrible record-wise. Flat out, one reason, relief pitching. It's amazing. Let's go to check out that looking at Lucky, who was Ed DeRosa's pick on Monday to win the Derby, has been made the early 3-1 favorite for the Kentucky Derby, with Sydney's Candy as the second choice in the full field of 20 horses. Trained by 3-time Derby winner Bob Baffert and ridden by Garrett Gomez, looking at Lucky drew the number one post position this morning, generally considered a disadvantage because of all the traffic. 12 horses have won from the number one post, the last being Ferdinand in 1986. Sydney's Candy drew the number 20 post.
Oh.
Devil May Care is a 10-1 co-third favorite as she attempts to become the fourth filly to win the Derby.
20th post in the auxiliary gate. That is something. You do not want to be in that auxiliary gate so far out there. But that's the luck of the draw and the luck of the Kentucky Derby with 20 head going. That's just what happens to you. One of those things. Of course, Ed DeRosa picking, looking at Lucky, the favorite. Jeff Apel, super saver, his selection. His selection early on. And I believe it was Jeff Apel that was just sure of Big Brown a few years ago. So, in following the people we've had on about the Derby.
It's like the only time he's been all over the favorite.
Yeah, and he loved that horse. And, of course, it romped a victory.
And you're doing a lot of handicapping. You're getting ready for your pick on Friday.
Oh, I will be ready for my pick on Friday. There's no doubt about that. Looking forward to the race. Always a great 2 minutes. And I'll be interested to see. And you obviously won't know this till it's over. The horse is getting mud kicked in their face. How far back will they drop? What's going to happen there? And you get somebody out front, and whether you're looking for somebody to come from off the pace. Well, he's getting mud kicked in his face all day long. Maybe he doesn't come from off the pace like he normally does. Maybe it's one of those front leaders that gets out there and just steals the show. And that's something to follow. Come Saturday afternoon, still about 3 days and 5 hours away from the Kentucky Derby. Sydney's Candy. Sydney's Candy, of course, won the Santa Anita Derby. And looking at Lucky, that was a favorite in that, gets a... pinned to the rail and just got a terrible, terrible, I don't know if the ride is that bad, but just got pinned to the rail and couldn't get out.
Well, let's get out of here. We'll call it a day on the Doug and Daddy Show by congratulating Hastings College Athletic Director Fran Hummel. He has been named the GPAC Athletic Director of the Year. And, of course, he mentioned earlier this spring that this was going to be his last year as the Athletic Director at Hastings College. But congratulations to Fran Hummel on being named the GPAC Athletic Director of the Year. And we are going to have more full shows as the week progresses. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about the UNK Gridiron Club, which is helping support the football program. A couple of special guests, including Coach Daryl Morris. Chris Katulak joins us from the TVG Network to talk more about the Kentucky Derby. Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Coming up Friday, Steve Anderson from Fauner Park, Kansas head football coach Turner Gill, and Texas A&M baseball coach Rob Childress will all join us on Friday's show. We want to thank our guests today, Jake Salisbury, head tennis coach at UNK, along with Rich Kuypers with the Omaha World Herald to talk a little Creighton basketball, and Jeff Apel from the Grand Island Independent and Indiana Live to join us about Kentucky Derby talk.
Hey, we'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings. Bye now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!